Thank you very much for very important and important follow-up questions. Regarding Sexual Harassment at Workplace Prevention Act, definitely it gives a chance for the administration management to deal the issue at first instance. But it is not that if something, offense happened, occurred, there is always a room to go to the, you know, investigating authority. There is a way to approach police through other act. There is a special act, of course, Sexual Harassment at Workplace Act. You can complain to the management and administration, but if the case can be reported to the police. But it is very hard from the government side that to collect data, because we tried. I would like to mention that we approached the chief district officers, because they are the responsible for their districts. But out of like 29 out of 77 district administration's office responded that there was no single case of workplace harassment. So that was surprising to us too. So our plan is to work more and aware the CDOs, chief district officers, and other officers at the district administration offices to know about the Sexual Harassment Act. And for this, the Judicial Service Center under the Ministry of Law and Justice, we have developed one curriculum for different training curriculums. We have incorporated this Sexual Harassment at Workplace Prevention Act as one of the major curriculum under it. And there is a course for chief district officers, which is also run by the Judicial Service Center. We have included this as well, so that this act will be disseminated more. The management, administration, as well as the people in the workplace, they will be aware about this act, and they will use this act as really a very good tool for them. But there is always a room for to approach police for the investigation if something occurred even in the workplace. So yes, definitely it's not only about maternity leave. Sharing responsibilities in family life is very important. That's why our safe motherhood and reproductive health rights have also given paternity leave to the father. And it applies not only to the public sector, it equally applies to the private sectors, NGOs, governments, and other institutions. So the legal provision is there, but still the people are not aware about their rights under this act. Because in private institutions, people, they do have a fear that they might lose their job if they apply or they, you know, request for these provisions. But this is not the case, that they are entitled to get the maternity leave as well as paternity leave given by this special act. Thank you.
Thank you.